Yo, hey, this is Craig Rosen coming at you from beautiful Porter Ranch, California. This is Rockin' the Suburbs. Jim and Patrick are on vacation. I'm one of the chumps that volunteered to fill in. So here we go. I want to talk about a perfect pop song, which I'm surprised that no one brought up Buzzcocks during the perfect pop song segments. Buzzcocks, they made a million, well, maybe not quite a million, but they made a good dozen perfect pop songs. I'm going to talk about that, but first I want to talk about how I got into punk rock. And it's one word, skateboarding. When I grew up, I was a skateboarder. And I remember sometime, I think it was early 80s, yeah, 80, 81, used to hang out at a place called Skater Cross in Reseda, California. And by the way, side note here, Tom Petty, there are no freeways running through yards in Reseda. There's freeways in Van Nuys, there's freeways in Encino and Sherman Oaks and Studio City, but Reseda smack dab in the middle of the valley and there's no freeways. Anyway, if you saw that movie Dogtown and the Z-Boys or Lords of Dogtown, the Hollywood version, you might recall that they listened to aggressive music like Zeppelin, Nugent, you know, when they're skating, because skating is an aggressive sport and you need some hard-hitting music to get you pumped up. That was the case at Skater Cross when we first started. It was like hard rock, metal stuff. But gradually, well, maybe it wasn't so gradual. It seemed almost overnight. We went from listening to like Kansas's Carry On My Wayward Son to things like Devo and The Police and eventually The Clash and the Sex Pistols and the Buzzcocks. And you know, I as much as I loved the Clash and I liked the Pistols and, you know, the local bands X and Black Flag and everything, Buzzcocks were the band that really connected to my teenage brain. And part of the reason why is, you know, they played pop songs. They were kind of like the punk rock Beatles when you think about it. I mean, just really strong melodies, great lyrics, basically love songs or, you know, sad sack guys who can't get the girl or guy or whatever the case may be, years before Morrissey slowed it down and made it a little more miserable. Buzzcocks were doing it. And another thing, Buzzcocks looked pretty much just like regular guys. They had, you know, they had kind of short hair, but, you know, no mohawks or anything like that. Nothing too outrageous. And that was kind of how I was, too. You know, I cut my hair. I went from that sort of Jeff Spicoli surfer skater look to you know, more of a, you know, sort of mod punk rock sort of, you know, haircut, but no mohawk, nothing too extreme, you know, I was still just a regular guy. And Buzzcocks were my band in high school. In fact, in my high school yearbook in my senior year, there's a few photos of me wearing my Buzzcocks t-shirt with the cut off sleeves, looking cool, or at least trying. And like I said earlier, they had dozens of perfect pop songs. I'm going to choose Ever Fallen in Love. It's kind of a toss-up between What Do I Get and Ever Fallen in Love, but Ever Fallen in Love sort of comes out on top for at least one reason. Is it was, aside from the Buzzcocks' incredible version, the band Fine Young Cannibals covered it, and it's a pretty different version. You know, they got really modern-sounding drums, but the song is still great, and that's just a testament to tell you how great Buzzcocks were. Without further ado, listen to Ever Fallen in Love. Track down Singles Going Steady, the Buzzcocks compilation album. Great stuff. From every track is wonderful. So check that out. If you've never heard them before, get on it. Wait no longer. Anyway, this is Craig Rosen. I'm Rockin' the Suburbs. You can find me at Craig Rosen on Twitter. Also at number one albums, if you're into historical chart-topping albums, you can find all the information there. It ties into numberonealbums.com, a website based on my book, The Billboard Book of Number One Albums. You can reach Patrick and Jim at Suburbs Pod and rock at suburbspod.com for email. Anyway, rock on, Suburbs peeps.